Bueno, este no.
Thank you. Well, this is not my specialist subject, so to speak, so I'm not going to give a comprehensive analysis, but I'm going to say a couple of things that I think are of interest. In traveling for FAO, I have realized over the years how important biodiversity is, not just in terms of agriculture, but also biodiversity in forests, for example. That is absolutely essential for the survival of peasants and agricultural communities. Let me refer to two when we're talking about this associated traditional knowledge. This is knowledge which those who use biodiversity for their agricultural production have developed. When we talk about protecting, I don't think it's clear what we're protecting. We're supposed to be protecting them really against misappropriation. Let me take the case of neem in India. That's a forest product. It's used as an insecticide. Trees are cut down. The insecticide power is important, and therefore farmers can use it sustainably. They don't need chemical pesticides or insecticides. It's of course not very good news for those who are trying to sell those chemical insecticides and pesticides. Neem has been used for thousands of years in India and indeed many other countries, but a couple of years ago an attempt was made to get a patent on it. That failed happily, and therefore the companies who wanted to get the patent weren't able to get their hands on the neem. Having said that, it took a lot of money and a lot of years of battling them, a lot of money spent by the government of India and other countries to keep them away. Why do we have to go to those extremes? Why can't we just recognize that nature, biodiversity, and associated traditional knowledge should be in the hands of those who own them and be protected against misappropriation? That's a lot much easier way to deal with this kind of problem. That way, farmers who don't have the money to pay for the use of neem when they have it growing on their own ancestral lands, incidentally, don't have to. This is just an example of how absurd the situation can get sometimes. Exactly the same happens with fishermen, unfortunately. There are certain types of fishermen who use leaves from trees to attract the fish, for example. Regulation of that is fine, but what about the risk of appropriation of those resources? Not only would it be illegal from my point of view, it would be seriously immoral as well, and it would be a major violation of the rights of those traditional fishermen. I remember a visit I made in the beginning of the 1990s, I think, to the Peruvian Amazon on the Ucayali River. That's a very meandering river, and there is sufficient land on the banks of that river at each bend to feed about 80 to 100 people. There are groups that cultivate the land available, and everything's fine, but they came up against a problem. The population couldn't grow, because if it grew beyond 80 to 100 people, then there wasn't sufficient land to feed the people. So what did they do? They used a plant called piri piri as a contraceptive. They've used it for thousands of years in that way, and that's what they did to keep population growth under control, so they didn't end up with a bigger population than they could feed. Families had a maximum of, say, 2 children, and then they used the peri-peri to avoid having any more so that you didn't get population growth out of control. What happened? If people had come in, as they were thinking of doing, and try and get a patent over peri-peri, then that possibility would have been taken away from those local communities. This is what I'm talking about. When I say we're going to protect the rights of these people, it's not just protecting them in isolation, it's protecting them against those who want to appropriate things that they've been using for hundreds of years or thousands of years and which are essential for their survival and their traditional way of life. Traditional knowledge, innovation, and practices are crucial. They need to be not only recognized as they have been in Article 8J of the Convention on Biological Diversity, but protected legally as well. As I say, they've already been recognized by UNESCO in the CBD. They need to be